Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ed Hutton from Niagara University. Ed, good morning. Happy Sunday.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, Ed, you know, I admittedly don't know much about the economy, which is something I probably shouldn't admit, but I don't. You know, I hear what the news says, and I hear about this GDP shrinking for the second consecutive quarter. What does that mean for those out there that doesn't understand?
Yeah, sure, Joe. So one of the things that we try to do as economists is to summarize what's happening in the economy. And we do that by taking all of the transactions in the economy. You know, you buy something, I buy something, we get paid something, all of those transactions. And there's a survey that's done to kind of estimate. Of course, you can't do that for every single transaction or in a quarter, but you can do an estimate through a survey. And you add that all up together. So what the GDP stands for is the gross domestic product. And it's a way of saying the total amount of economic activity, everybody buying something, selling something during a particular time period. And when we look at that GDP, that gross domestic product, that can either go up in a time period or could go down in a time period. And so if we have more economic activity, GDP goes up. If we have less economic activity, GDP goes down. And the reason that that's so important is that in the last two quarters, so basically the last 6 months, for the first time in quite a while, that gross domestic product has gone down in two consecutive quarters. And what that usually means, doesn't always have to mean it, but what that usually means is that we're going to go into a recession, or we could even be in a recession.
Now, what would make this time, because as you said, it doesn't always mean recession. What other factors would play in? Because we've heard the recession word for the last few months now. What also plays into that to be considered a recession?
Yeah, sure. So a recession is, even though we might have sort of our, you know, our indicators at two consecutive quarters of GDP decline, but if you look around at the rest of the economy is really in not that bad a shape right now. There's a couple of things that are happening right now, and this is what's really got people wondering and scratching their head about what is going on with the economy right now. So we're at a very low unemployment rate. This is almost a historically low unemployment rate. And usually one of the things that means that we're in a recession is that, you know, people feel pain. People have lost their jobs. The recessions are the kind of thing where we have 10% unemployment rates, and we're nowhere near that. We're just the opposite. Everybody, you know, who really wants to get a job has a job. Wage growth is moving up, and so people are getting increases in their salary. That's not usually something we see in a recession. And the other thing is that people have collectively, I mean, maybe not all of us, but people collectively have more cash right now than they've ever had in American history, where there's almost $2 trillion of additional cash. And partly that's because with supply chain issues and with not being able to buy things, people just haven't been able to spend as much. And so we've got this economy where, yes, you know, we're technically in a recession and people are forecasting a recession. But when you look at the other numbers, the one that would normally go along with recession, none of those are there. And the final thing is you can take a look at consumer confidence. Consumer confidence is at a historically low period. Consumers have never been less confident about the economy, and maybe they shouldn't be. Things are not as bad as it might seem.
How does inflation play into that, Ed? Because, you know, something you and I have talked about, the inflation over the last few months, over the last year. Also, you know, people might not be feeling the pain when it comes to their job or their wage, because, as you said, those are up. But so are cost of everyday goods.
Yeah, well, part of the reason, but one of the things that you can look at is, what are some of the underlying factors for the inflation, Joe? And one of the things that has led to inflation has been an increase that's been paid to workers. And so, you know, and I hope people listening have felt this, that, you know, that people are getting paid more money. And so people are getting paid more money. That's leading to some of the inflation that we're seeing right now. And because it's going to workers for a change, this is something new in the U.S. economy. It hasn't gone to workers in a long time. Probably 20, 25 years, we saw some of the last real wage increases. And so part of the reason is that that's been going to people so they actually have some more money to spend. Now, one of the other things is when we look at this inflation here, there are some things that have gone up in price that people have put off buying. And there's really two things. And the first is going to be automobiles. Automobile prices. I just saw an article about, you know, people starting to pay $1,000 a month for car payments. The average new car is $46,000, and that's quite a change. That's $46,000 to buy a new car. And so if you really need to have a car, you're going to be paying $1,000 a month, or you're going to be paying $46,000 for that car. But I think what a lot of us have done is put off buying a car. So that inflation, at least, has not affected that not affected us that much, because we're put off those purchases. And the other thing that has led to a lot of this inflation has been the cost of housing. And in some ways, especially in Western New York, what that's meant is that many of us who were lucky enough to already own a home have seen our net worth go up because of the increase in the value of our home. Now, of course, if you're somebody who is a renter or somebody who's starting a new family or somebody who wants to buy a house, that's impacted you very negatively.
And, you know, as you said, cars and housing, those prices are up. The way the economy works, is there a time where those prices are ever going to go down? You know, because I think of if I'm somebody and I say, well, I can get this much for this, why would I ever lower that price? Does history show us that prices will eventually go down?
Not usually. That's especially with things like with housing and automobiles. Now, there have been notable times, not so much in Western Europe, but if we go back to 2007 and we think about the real estate crash that led to the financial crisis of 2008, and so that was very much a situation where housing prices fell. Not so much in Western New York. It affected us very much in Western New York because we had never had that big rise like they did in California and Arizona and Florida and other places. So, yeah, it can happen. I can't think of many instances where car prices have come down. So I think that's one of those things that I can't imagine the car makers right now really, you know, cutting their prices. They can sell. They can sell all the cars that they need to at $46,000. So typically that would be if they've got a glut of cars, if they've got way too many cars. But it's just so hard for the manufacturers right now to be able to build cars. You know, they still can't get the parts. There's still, I was just reading that General Motors has 100,000 cars that remain unbuilt because they can't get the chips they need. So as long as we're in that situation where there's a lot more demand for cars than there is supply, I don't see the prices on that going down.
Now, on the week where we hear that the GDP shrank for the second quarter, we also had a three-day winning streak on Wall Street. Major averages post best month since 2020. What does that signal? If I'm looking at, you know, the future of the economy, what does this week on Wall Street signal, if anything?
Yeah, sure. So we did have a really good week in the markets. Some of the sectors in the market that had been affected the most in the last 6 months, and so this was the big technology companies and that sort of thing. Those companies really did well, and here's the reason why I think is that the Federal Reserve, of course, you know, we hear a lot about it. There was an increase of 75 basis points in the targeted Fed funds rate. So, yes, that was expected. But what the Federal Reserve does is that when it raises rates or lowers rates, it also gives just a few paragraphs. It's not a big, long essay they write or, you know, something you take hours to read. But they typically give a couple of paragraphs. And in that, they give their outlook. And one of the things that they did, there was a sentence in their outlook that they issued when they raised rates by 75 basis points. And they said that they basically, looking ahead, they basically think that that's going to be the last of those big 75 basis points or 0.75% increases. And so what the Fed is saying is that we were very dramatic. You know, we had the big increase and then another big increase, but they think looking ahead, and of course they're not always right, but looking ahead, they think that right now there might be in the position where they're going to start to taper that. They're going to start to bring those increases down. They really need to bring interest rates up about 1% more this year. And instead of taking big jumps like they've done the last two times, they're really starting to talk about maybe tapering that back and going to 50 basis points and then 25 and then 25. And there was a sigh of relief from Wall Street this week. And they said, you know, yeah, okay, we can deal with that. You know, we're not going to be at this really high pace where we're going up 75 basis points. We're going to go down to this, you know, more tapered thing. And so as long as I think we're on that trajectory, I think it's good news for the stock market. Certainly was this week.
So as we go forward, you know, these next few months, Ed, is there something specifically that you are looking at or all these things combined to signal where the economy goes from here?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of things, and the one that we haven't talked about, you and I haven't talked about yet, Joe, is energy prices. Okay, because energy prices are one of those things that's going to flow through all the economy. It's certainly one of the things that we feel very, very strongly whenever we have to fill up our car. Energy prices have gone down. So oil prices have gone down by about 25%. Now, that hasn't reflected itself all the way because of just the long chain, you know, of going from oil in the ground to going to the gasoline pump. But it's starting to come down right now. If that trend continues, that's going to be a really positive trend. The second thing is that what's affecting especially United States consumers right now has been the very strong dollar. And dollar actually a little bit stronger than it needs to be. It's starting to hold back manufacturers buying from the United States here because of the strong dollar. If those two things start to work themselves in the direction they're doing right now, I think we might actually be at the point where, you know, inflation comes down, the consumer has all of that money, and they start to get some supply right now. So I think the next quarter, the next 6 months are going to be really critical. And I think there's a possibility that we may get this soft landing with the economy, where inflation comes down, but it doesn't lead to a dramatic recession.
Ed Hutton from Niagara University. Ed, thank you so much.
Terrific. Thanks, Joe.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.